Blog Talk Radio.
Little Dr. Dirty, John Valley, to get things going. Greetings and welcome to another weekly episode of Rock This Town Radio at TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we are coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. Tonight, it's F-Bombs Away, a show filled with great music that has the word fuck in the lyrics, either subtly or prominently.
There's just one thing, dude.
What's that?
You have to use so many cuss words.
The fuck are you talking about?
Of course, Potty Mouth Carl will be lurking around somewhere. Always at the ready to throw an F-bomb or two on the show.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, English giant twerp, scumbag, fuckface, dickhead, asshole!
How very interesting. You're a true vulgarian, aren't you?
You're the vulgarian, you fuck!
And we have the special treat of our very first call-in guests. Two of our loyal listeners, Randy and Jill Gorley from Erie, PA, picked three of their favorite F-bomb songs. And they will be joining us later to host that set.
I'm not going to sugarcoat things. It's a fucking shit show.
I promise it won't be a shit show. Okay, before we get into the music, today marks an anniversary of note in rock and roll history. On this day 5 years ago, September 25th, 2017, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers performed their final show. It was the last night of their 40th anniversary tour when they took the stage at the Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood, California. Their last song of the night was American Girl. And a fan shot a video of it and has it posted on YouTube. So it's essentially Tom Petty's last song. He died 1 week later on October 2nd, 2017, from an accidental overdose of prescription medicine. He was 18 days short of his 67th birthday. We'll have a tribute song for him on next week's show. Rest in peace, and thanks for the music, Tom. Okay, let's get started and get this F train a-rolling with one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite all-time bands, Pearl Jam.
Alone in a corner.
the doctor. I said, I'm feeling kind of rough. Let me break it to you, son. Your shit's fucked up. I said, my shit's fucked up. Well, I don't see how. He said, the shit that used to work won't work now. Shucks, oh well. Now it's all fucked up. It's shot to hell. Yeah, yeah, my shit's fucked up. It had to happen to the best of us. The rich folks suffer like the rest of us. It'll happen to you.
Can't tell, right from wrong, so I'ma keep on dreaming till the cows come home.
I'll get $18 to my motherfucking name. That was the Revivalists with Stand Up from their 2015 Man Against Mountains album. I've mentioned the Revivalists several times on this show before, and they're one of my favorite bands of the last decade. This New Orleans act is one that I try not to miss live, and I've seen them twice at Red Rocks in Morrison, Colorado, and several times at Ohio venues. If you don't know the Revivalists, look them up. In the middle of our set was the late Warren Zevon with My Shit's Fucked Up, a song from his 2000 release, Life Will Kill Ya. His 10th studio album had several songs that dealt with aging, illness, and death, including the title track and Don't Let Us Get Sick. My Shit's Fucked Up is a narrative of visiting a doctor and finding out bad news. Just 2 years after the release of the album, Zevon was diagnosed with mesothelioma and died a year later in 2003. We started our set with Pearl Jam's Given to Fly from their 1998 album Yield. A couple of other classic Pearl Jam songs that are on their release are Do the Evolution and Wish List. While Given to Fly is one of my favorite songs from the band, as I said in the intro, it's also one of my favorite live video songs that was on their 2001 DVD touring band. The performance of this song in St. Louis, Missouri featured Eddie Vedder noticing a woman in front of the stage doing sign language to all their songs. He went over to her and helped her up on stage for all to see her sign Given to Fly. That video is on YouTube. And let's see, where are we? We're getting ready to start our second set. And we're traveling up to Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada for Jerry Lee and the Showdown.
Well, it's 40 below and I don't give a fuck. Got a heater in my truck and I'm off to the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking dummy, get your right step right. Get off stage, you goddamn goose, you know. You piss me off, fucking jerk. You get on my nerve. Well, here comes Johnny with his pecker in his hand. He's a one ball man and he's off to the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking dummy, get your right step right. Get off stage, you goddamn goose, you know. Piss me off, you fucking jerk. Get on the nerve. Well, it's 40 below and I ain't got a truck and I don't give a fuck cause I'm off to the rodeo. Elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking dummy, get your red step right. Get off stage, you goddamn goose, you know. You piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on the nerve. Well, here comes Johnny with a checker in his hand. He's a one ball man and he's off to the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking dummy, get your red step right. Get off stage, you goddamn goose, you know. Piss me off, fucking jerk, get on the nerve.
My man, you'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rate yourself, take all the courage you have left. Waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. but it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my yourself, my man, you know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear?
tobacco. He ain't nothing but a loudmouth wacko. Fuck that guy.
Mike Campbell in the Dirty Knobs with Fuck That Guy. That song is off their 2020 release, Reckless Abandon. Those of you who listen to the show regularly will remember a few weeks ago when I took a night off and with Carl as guest host, and I saw Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knobs here in Pittsburgh. I have lots of video from that show on my YouTube channel, and I'll mention that again later. Mike Campbell was, of course, Tom Petty's lead guitar player almost from day one, during the Mudcrutch run and throughout the 40 years of the Heartbreakers. Before the Dirty Knobs was Mumford & Sons, Little Lion Man, a song that came from their 2009 album, Sigh No More. The band broke up 2 years ago over heavy backlash when guitarist and banjoist Winston Marshall publicly praised the writings of a right-wing extremist and Nazi sympathizer. Marshall quit the band, and Marcus Mumford has embarked on a solo career. I also have YouTube video of Mumford & Sons live playing Little Lion Man from Fiddler's Green in Greenwood Village, Colorado, back in 2018. Our second set of F-bombs away started with the rodeo song by Canadian country band Jerry Lee and the Showdown, a 1980 release from the group. Jerry Lee first heard the song performed by its writer, Gay DeLorme, while in a bar to see his solo show. Lee decided to cover the song with his band, and it quickly became an underground cult classic and was even featured by Dr. Demento on one of his compilation albums. DeLorme never received any royalties for the song. Someday I want to feature one of his songs on my show because that man is a hell of a story. Many considered DeLorme as one of the best Canadian guitarists ever. That's the end of set two. And normally it would be time for a word from our sponsor, but instead it's a good time to understand the versatility of the F word a little better.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word, just by its sound, can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories, as a transitive verb, for instance. John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning's not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And, as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot, dismay, aw, fuck it, trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now, aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty. I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry. Who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction. I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence. He's a fuck off. Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
It's hard to find any information on that clip, and it's been around since sound was probably first added to the internet. A couple of sources have claimed that the narrator was the guy who is the official voice of Disneyland. If any of you know anything more about it than I do, please pop me a note. We are headed into set number 3 of our F-bombs away and kick it off with a performer that the whole world thinks should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but he shamefully isn't. This is Harry Nilsson.
You're breaking my heart.
I never been thought as pretty. I never been in that great a shape. In conversation, I ain't witty. I'm a highly functional basket case. Self-medicating with amphetamine. Spend too much time caught in between. Total failure. Something great. I planned risking a definitive mistake. Fuck it, all of this is smoke and mist. Fuck it, there's nothing that I ain't prepared for. Passion is a bitch, you should get to know it. Cause living life's deep, it's just dying slower. So fuck it, pour another whiskey shot. Fuck it, I'm drinking till the feeling stops. They say I shouldn't swear so much it shows, but you'll never hear my songs on the radio. So fuck it. Acting on my impulses, yes I am. I ain't got no self-control. Slowly learning what the cost is. I'm trying to monetize soul. Validation found through ticket sales. Yo, I give my all. Smoking mirrors. Fuck it, there's nothing that I ain't prepared for. Passion is a bitch, you should get to know it. Cause living life safe is just dying slower. So fuck it, pour another whiskey shot. Fuck it, I'm drinking till the feeling stops. They say I shouldn't swear so much it shows, but you'll never hear my songs on the radio. So fuck it. Smoking mirrors. Fuck it, there's nothing that I ain't prepared for. Passion is a bitch, you should get to know it. Cause living life safe is just dying slower. So fuck it, pour another whiskey shot. Fuck it, I'm drinking till the feeling stops. They say I shouldn't swear so much it shows, but you'll never hear my songs on the radio.
She was grand. Fell in love, found out firsthand. Went well for a week or two. Then it all came unglued. In a trap, trip I can't grip. Never thought I'd be the one who slipped. Then I started. Them away. She was queen.
Puddle of Mud with She Hates Me, a 2001 song from the release Come Clean. Okay, time for me to get on my soapbox about censorship. This song from the band from Kansas City, Missouri, is a perfect example of how stupid it is to censor songs on the radio. Everyone knows the word fuck. And everyone knows this song, knows that lyric says, she fucking hates me. Why try to hide it? How annoying is it for the song to come on the radio and you get to the chorus and it says, she hates me. Yeah, she hates me. The rednecks can fly flags on their trailers to say, fuck Joe Biden. For everyone, including small children, to see, what is the point of censoring this song? Okay, I'm done. Before Puddle of Mud, we heard Fuck It by Bumpin' Uglies, described as a punk reggae band from Annapolis, Maryland. Within the last year, I was turned onto this band by my good friend Greg in Limestone, New York. And I think when Randy comes on, he also first heard of Bumpin' Uglies from the same guy. I'm looking forward to seeing them for the first time at the Thunderbird Club, walking distance from where I live here in Pittsburgh, on my birthday, December 2nd. Our first set started with Harry Nilsson and You're Breaking My Heart, a classic from his 1972 album, Son of Schmilson. The song was written by Nilsson after the breakup with his wife, Diane, and although the lyrics seemed like spite towards her, it was mostly an effort of self-blame on his part for the separation. Nilsson actually wanted to release this track as a single, but the record company quickly put an end to that idea, knowing that the prominent use of the F-word would keep it off the airways. In fact, originally they didn't even want to put it on the album, but Nilsson insisted. The song did make it onto the B-side of the album's single, Spaceman, but only in the UK. We have one more set of F-bomb songs, and I'm turning the show over to Randy and Hill for a set. Let's start it off with a band called Rehab.
Bartender, I really did it this time. Broke my parole to have a good time. When I got home, it was 6 a.m. The door was locked, so I kicked it in. She was tripping on the bills. I think she was high on some pills. She threw my shit out into the yard. Then she called me a bum and slapped me real hard. And in my drunken stupor, I did what I should have never done. Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. Away. You know, Mo, I'll probably get 10 years, so just give me beers till I get here. Yeah, I know the sun is coming up, and y'all are probably getting ready for closing up, but I'm trying to drown my soul. I'm tired of this life on a dirt road. And everything that I love is gone, and I'm tired of hanging on. She got me sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. She stole my heart in the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her fucking car and crashed that piece of shit, then stepped away. Misery, so much for memories, and now I'm headed to the penitentiary. See me on TV, the next cop series. I am a danger. I guess I should have did something about my anger, but I never learned real things that don't concern. I pour kerosene on everything I love and watch it burn. I know it's my fault, but I wasn't happy it was over. She threw a fist, so I crashed a piece of shit.
And now I'm going back again, back to the pen to see my friends. And when we all pile out that county van, they're gonna ask me where
valleys. So I rushed to the wind when I looked outside. I could hardly believe my eyes. As a big limousine rolled up into Alice's drive. I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice, oh that fucking Alice.
24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
Alice, oh that fucking Alice.
We grew up together. Dropped her initials deep in the park. Me and Alice. And as she walks through the door with her head held high, just for a moment I caught her eye. With a big limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's drive.
End our fourth set with a beautiful love ballad called Who the Fuck is Alice by the English band Smokey, who enjoyed some regional success in the UK from the mid-70s to mid-80s. The song actually started out as a love ballad called Living Next Door to Alice, and it was popular on the radio on jukebox throughout the UK. A club DJ in Dublin would play the song, and during the refrain, everybody in the club would yell, Alice, who the fuck is Alice? The band caught wind of that and actually went back in the studio, re-recorded it with the refrain yell, and put it back out in the market with its new title. Before that was Radiohead with Creep from their 1992 debut album, Pablo Honey. The song was written by frontman Tom York in the late 80s, and the band never intended on recording it. When they were in the studio for Pablo Honey, they broke into Creep as a warm-up song, and the producers loved it, insisting that they add it to the album. They recorded it in one take, but after the album came out, the band and record company was sued for copyright infringement by songwriters Albert Hammond and Mike Hazelwood, who claimed that the chord progression and melody were the same as Hammond's 1972 pop hit, The Air That I Breathe. Because of York's honesty about borrowing from their song, Hammond and Hazelwood accepted only a small part of the royalties. And we started our last set with the Bartender song by Rehab, a hip-hop band from Warner Robins, Georgia. The track was originally on her 2000 album, Southern Discomfort, but was released again on her 2005 album, Graffiti the World, after they changed record labels. It wasn't released as a single until 3 years later in 2008, and it became an underground hit on the internet. Also in 2008, they released a radio-friendly version of the song with Hank Williams Jr. singing the second verse. Williams and his daughter Holly appeared in the video for the clean version, which I never listened to, and why the fuck would I? And that wraps up my songs for the F-Bombs Away episode on Rock This Town Radio with TC. Let's bring in our old pal Carl for his 2 cents worth, and I have to remind you, Carl, that tonight is a family show and no cussing, so watch your fucking language.
Well, abso-fucking-lutely, okay? I'll keep saying that just to piss you off, you know. Anyway.
It'll never piss me off, you know that.
I got ways, trust me. Anyway, absolutely fantastic set, no question. Got to give a thumbs up to Warren Zevon and My Shit's Fucked Up.
Yeah.
Love the song.
And I have a feeling I know which one you're going to go off on, too.
Oh, well, of course. You know this.
Yeah, I've been
a Harry Nilsson fan since I was like 10 years old. Okay? And seriously, great songwriter, should be in the Hall of Fame. And You're Breaking My Heart is just so fantastic. And there's so many stories about, you know, you mentioned it and touched on it, that the record company didn't want to put it out, and he, like, insisted. It just hit radio and FM radio and college radio so hard with that song. I used to play that all the fucking time.
Oh, sure.
We were at UPB.
Yeah. I think we actually wore that record out. The whole album was great, of course.
We wore two of them out. Now, you weren't there for the other 2 years, but there were two records that were worn out.
I can't imagine it lasting longer than when I was there. Okay, so what songs you didn't know, what did you like?
I gotta say I love Stand Up.
Oh, yeah, fucking Revivalists. Weird. Yep.
Yep. What was the one right after Nilsson, the Fuck It song?
Fuck It by Bumpin' Uglies.
I like that, too.
Yeah, I can't wait to see these guys live. And like I said, our friend Greg Deemer and Limestone just turned Randy and I both on to them, like, within the last year or two. So, speaking of Randy, Carl, can you believe we have 4 Bradford expatriates on the show tonight, and 3 of you lived on Congress Street. Carl, say hello to Randy.
Hey, Randy, how are you?
Carl, great. How you been?
I'm hanging in there. I'm in Metro NYC and semi-retired and looking possibly to move and just music stuff at church and that sort of thing. So doing well.
Carl shits more than a normal person does, but other than that.
It's all about cheese. You would think that would bind me up, but it doesn't. Trust me.
Yeah. Randy bought a guitar from your store, actually. Right.
My first new guitar. I was 16 years old. I got a Fender Stratocaster.
Did I sell that to you, or did my dad sell that to you?
I think you were gone then.
Okay. You know, I used to see you there. I can't remember when it was. This was probably 1988 or so.
Right.
So
I was there. I left in 95.
Oh, okay. I definitely saw you there. I used to get reeds from you, too, for a clarinet, and I rented my trumpet from you. All kinds of things.
You know, I mean, we had that store. That store was you know, I keep telling TC that it was a sort of a safe place for all you teenagers who wanted to try the guitars, and I didn't give a shit. You know, let you be interested in it. That's the whole point.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
it's great.
and along with Randy, his lovely wife Jill, another Congress Street resident or native, is here. Hello, Jill. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, guys. Thank you for having us on the show.
Absolutely. Well, we're so glad you're here, and I'm fired up about what you got coming up for us. Carl, anything else you want to say to Randy?
It's good to hear. I'll pop on afterwards
yeah.
and just say.
Yeah, we'll
but
talk
if I
after
don't
yourself.
Talk to you, it's always good to hear from you guys and glad you're listeners. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We love the show.
Okay,
right.
Randy. Randy, rock our heads off with your F-bomb songs.
All right. I'm going to start off our set with CeeLo Green with an episode from Daryl's house. This is Fuck You.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Studio guy. This is it.
Shit, all the pain in my chest.
No idea how I got here. now. What day is this? I feel so good right now. They're good for me. I'm off the grid right now. I'm feeling free. I feel so good.
All right, that was the Headstones with Fuck It. Formed in Kingston, Ontario in 1987, the Headstones, with 10 studio albums, are a hard rock band with a strong punk influence. They are one of Canada's most successful bands of the alternative rock scene in the 90s and 2000s. The band's lead singer, Hugh Dillon, is also a successful actor in film and television. A funny story, for the first time I played a Headstones video with my wife, Jill, said that's Hugh Dillon from the TV show Flashpoint. I had no idea he was an actor. She had no idea he was a singer. The band's latest album, People Skills, released in October of 2019. They're still playing and touring today. We've enjoyed every album from the Headstones. You need to listen to them if you don't know them. Great Canadian band. Our second song is by Richie Kotzen with You Can't Save Me. Richie Kotzen is an American guitarist, singer, songwriter, and producer. Born in Reading, PA, he burst onto the heavy metal scene as a teenager with his lightning-fast guitar technique. After recording 3 solo albums, he was recruited by the glam band Poison, replacing CC DeVille for a short time, and playing guitar for the supergroup Mr. Big. He went back to his solo career by the year 2000, performing everything from hard rock, pop, blues, funk, and jazz. In 2012, he joined bassist Billy Sheen and drummer Mike Portnoy to form the supergroup The Winery Dogs, very successful. In 2020, he recorded my personal favorite, the 3-volume set 50 for 50, with all new original tunes that could commemorate his 50th birthday. It makes over 20 solo albums. Most recently, he recorded 2 albums with Adrian Smith of Iron Maiden and the band Smith & Kotzen. They're great, too. The dude can play any style of music. He's one of my favorite artists of all time. And we started off, our first song of our favorite F-bomb songs was Fuck You by CeeLo Green with Daryl Hall. The Atlanta-born CeeLo Green first made his mark on the music world at the age of 18 as a member of the Dirty South rap group Goody Mob. He went on to appear on a track from Santana's Grammy-winning Supernatural album with Lauryn Hill titled You Like the Way, just before releasing his debut solo album in 2002 titled CeeLo Green and His Perfect Imperfections. In 2010, he released the hit song, Fuck You, from his third studio album, Lady Killer, The Lady Killer. This song was then performed on episode 52 of Live from Daryl House, with the one and only Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates joining CeeLo on guitar and backup vocal. The episode aired March 15, 2012, bringing a second surge of popularity. And those are our 3 picks.
picks they were, too, Randy. You know, I'll tell you what. Daryl's House is by far the best music show there is. And I've watched so many episodes of that and still catch them on YouTube. And a lot of bands that I didn't know are performers that I didn't know. In fact, I didn't really know CeeLo Green that well. I heard the name, but until I saw him on Daryl's House, it just blew me away. And there's other guys like Amos Lee or Johnny Swim, you know, these different groups that come on with Daryl's House. And my God, what a backing band Daryl Hall has. I mean, as talented as he is to begin with, the people he has behind him is just incredible. I'm sure you'd agree with that, Randy.
Yes, I do. Jill turned me on to CeeLo Green, actually, when we first got together. And he just has so many new albums now. Didn't you say there's three new solo albums now since that was written?
Yeah.
We haven't heard all of them yet, but every one is a great, great song, great albums.
You know, you two are always telling me that you love the songs that I play on here at this show that I've never heard before. And tonight, you're returning the favor because especially Richie Kotzen. My God, you turned me on to him, and I can't wait for the chance to see him. You know, I'm sure he'll show up somewhere. Have you seen him live?
I haven't seen him live, but he's just phenomenal. And we've seen him play, of course, guitar and sing, but he plays bass, he plays drums. During the pandemic, he had a video he released. And he was playing in his house, playing a guitar in the house and in his pajamas, playing the bass in his kitchen, you know, the dog walking around. And he goes to drums. That was just an awesome video.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Carl liked all three songs, but I got a feeling he liked Fuck It best because Carl's a little bit of a punk. He's into that New York City punk scene, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What'd you think of those?
The CeeLo was really nice, too. CeeLo was really nice too. You know, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but he was a judge on The Voice for quite a number of years.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Season 1 through 3.
Really? There you go.
Yep.
Carl, anything you want to add for Randy and Jill?
No, that's really good, Randy.
Thank you.
This show that I really like, and also doing Down the Rabbit Hole with Rachel, is that I get to hear new stuff that I haven't heard, and it's getting me back into really digging in the music. I mean, you get my age, and you get sort of like stuck in the stuff you love, and of course, I love to listen to the old stuff, but hearing some of this new stuff is really great. So really appreciate
it. Did you know Richie Kotzen at all, Carl?
Say that again? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Did you know Richie Kotzen, Carl? Did you know
no,
Richie
Kotzen? No, not at all. I didn't know. I knew CeeLo, and that's the only one I knew.
Yeah, I've listened
to 21 solo albums, I believe, out there.
Yeah. And I know I've heard probably 10 songs by Richie Kotzen since he turned me on to them. So there's a lot more out there for me to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the jazz, the funk, all of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you know, you got somebody that's not pigeonholed into one genre, and it's so impressive. So, Randy, yeah, no doubt. Hey, you and Jill are coming back again on a future show.
Okay.
This was so much fun. I'm so glad you guys came on, and you know, you contributed, and Carl and I just love it.
Hey, yeah. Bradford emigres, man. We got to stick together.
There you go. Carl and I get really tired of talking to each other. Right? Carl and I get tired of talking to each other.
It's all the same shit all the time, TC.
I know it is.
For me.
It's good to get a different voice in there, and I don't have to listen to your shit.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Hey, Randy, Jill, thank you very much. I'll talk to you in a little bit. And we're going to move on to our birthday. Yep. Thank you. Okay. We're going to get
to
our birthdays. Yeah. Thanks, Randy. Thanks, Jill. Thanks, Carl. Fuck you, Carl. Hey, I can say fuck on this show, can't I? All right. Okay, let's get to our birthdays for the week, and Carl will tell you about a birthday today. Go ahead, Carl.
Well, okay, so we have Shel Silverstein's birthdays today, and I just wanted to tell you how real varied this man was, because we're not just talking about his work with Dr. Hook, which is where, you know, it hooks in with the music, but of course he was a children's author, Where Those Sidewalk Ends, and of course The Giving Tree, which is one of my favorite books. But also he wrote for Playboy, and he also did cartoons for Playboy, and he also wrote two scripts for films. And that was who is Harry Kellerman and why is he saying those terrible things about me is the one. And then the second one he co-wrote with David Mamet, which is one of my favorite poems, which is called Things Change. This is a guy that was a polyglot. He could do anything, and he was funny as hell and just so wonderful. And so I just wanted to tip my hat to Shel Silverstein, and thanks, TC, for letting me talk about him.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Today is his happy heavenly birthday. He was born September 25th, 1930, and he died May 10th, 1999. And, I'm glad you mentioned, because probably most people would know him from writing all those great Dr. Hook songs. And the best Dr. Hook medicine show songs you've heard were written by Shel Silverstein. Okay, on Monday, tomorrow, September 19th, we have three who are deceased. Marty Robbins, 1925 to 1982. Lynn Anderson, one-hit wonder there, 1947 to 2015. And Olivia Newton-John, born in 1948, and she just passed away this last month. A happy heavenly birthday to Meatloaf, born September 20th. 1947. He died this past January. On Tuesday, one of Carl's favorites, Sean Cassidy, will be 64. No response on that? Okay. Wednesday, Ed Sullivan, born in 1902 and died in 1974. Thursday, September 29th, Gene Autry was born in 1907 and died in 1998. Also on Thursday, Jerry Lee Lewis will be 87, and Mark Farner from Grand Funk turns 74. On Friday, Johnny Mathis will also be 87. Trey Anastasio of Fish will be 58, as well as Robbie Takic from the Goo Goo Dolls. He'll be 58 also, and I just saw them in concert this past Thursday. On Saturday, Julie Andrews turns 87. Okay, and on to our birthday songs, and I'm starting with Benny King. Ben E. King.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So dark. Stand by me, and darling, stand by me.
again. Oh, can't you see? Love is a drug.
This is a drug by Roxy Music, and Brian Ferry will be 77 on Monday. That's an underrated band for you right there. Randy Bachman of the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive is 79 on Tuesday. BTO's classic, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, was in the middle of our set. And we started off with Stand By Me by Ben E. King. He was born on September 28, 1938. And passed away in 2015. And let's bring Carl back. We don't get enough of Carl on this show.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, make us sick of you, please.
Oh, hey, I can do that absolutely.
Yeah, well, give us your housekeeping, what's coming up on Deviant Legion Network, and then we'll talk about next Sunday's show. We'll hash
okay,
it out on
fair
here.
Enough. I can do that momentarily, so that's not a problem. So one thing I can tell you is that it is Hispanic Appreciation Month. Now, I don't get it. It's from September 15th to October 15th.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I know. Whatever. But anyway, we are celebrating with some commentary watches of Hispanic and Latinx films. And this Tuesday, we're going to be doing a wonderful comedic horror film by one of my favorite directors, Mike Mendez. Mike has a new film out called Satanic Hispanics, which is an anthology film. But this one was the first thing I ever saw of Mike's, and my ex-wife, Vicky, said, let's watch this. This seems like it'd be fun. And I laughed my ass off. And it's Big Ass Fighter. We're going to be doing that on Tuesday. Okay? And
right,
then...
Carl, hold on.
Yeah.
Explain to these people, okay, now, you know, and I know how it works, but a lot of people probably don't, how you do a commentary watch. So they
well,
dial up the
movie.
Basically
what we do...
You tell them where to find the movie.
We watch the movie, and
okay,
there will be two of us, Rachel and I, will comment on the film. And what you can do is get a copy of the film. We tell you where it can be streamed and so on and so forth. And you watch it, and you turn down the volume on the TV and listen to us.
Okay. So you're actually doing the whole sound.
Yeah, we're doing the commentary. The one thing about DVDs is they always had these extras where the director or
right.
historian
yeah.
would do them. And we have many people that are on the podcast. Dan Kramer does a lot of these.
Okay, so they can find it on Netflix or on wherever, right?
Yeah, we just did a Santo film, and that is available on Midnight Pulp. We go through all that, and if it's on YouTube or something, I'll always put the put it in the comments section so people can just click on that
okay.
and watch that while they listen to us.
Somebody asked me about that last week. How do they do a commentary? I mean, how do I watch the movie? And, you know, because they're not going to sit there and just listen to the soundtrack. They want to see the movie at the same time.
No. You want
to
see the
and
film.
Somebody
and
asked me how that.
To.
Okay, good. It's just like, Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Yeah, but we're usually more
serious.
Serious. When it comes to a Santo film, maybe not. But nonetheless,
we do give
background and things like that and try to be as, informative as possible. So, you know, that's what we do.
One of my favorite lines from MST 3000, they're watching some cheesy movie and there's a Cyclops on there and Tom T.? What's his name on there? Tom T. Whatever. He says, "Oh look, Sandy
Turbo,
Duncan."
Turbo.
Yeah. He goes, "Oh look, Sandy Duncan." All right. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry, but I just I wanted to clarify the commentary for everybody that isn't familiar or have never done a commentary before, and that's how that works.
Now I'm not sure what's going to happen on Thursday. We just had word that Kit Natividad passed away. For those that you doesn't know that name, she was a exotic dancer who was featured in numerous films. She worked with Russ Meyers. She did hardcore, and she had a 44-inch chest, so you noticed her. I'm just saying.
widescreen.
And I'm hoping that we can get Jeannie Silber on. But I know that Pat Crane and I are going to be doing that. And I think that'll be Thursday. And then on Friday, the Catholic Radio Mission will be doing a show on the miniseries Chernobyl. Of course, that is Adam Perrins hosts that. Then on Saturday, I can guarantee you that well, last night we had Stephen Ronquillo with us and also Doc Sludge, otherwise known as Eric Olmland. It was a reunion of sorts because the three of us used to work together on KSDAD. And so I brought both him and Stephen, both Eric and Stephen on last night. And we did, and you can check this out, Santo and the Blue Demon versus Dracula and the Wolfman. If you don't know what a Santo movie is, it's basically Mexican masked wrestlers, and they're very, very campy and wonderful. And we'll be doing another Santo movie on Saturday. We have not picked that out yet, but we'll be doing that on Saturday for Hispanic Appreciation Month.
And Carl, tell the audience who you got turned on to because of Rock This Town Radio at TC and how it ties into just what you just said.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You just told me before the show about a band that I love that you heard on.
Oh, right. Now I know what you're talking about. We did a song at the end of the show yesterday called The Crusher by the Novas, which is a wrestling song. And I was doing research, and I noticed that one of TC's bands actually did a song called Santo Rules is the name of it. And that would be Southern Culture on the Skids. So we're going to feature that song this coming Saturday.
Cool. And then Sunday. Yeah. What do you want to do?
Sunday, what are we doing? Remind me. Because
well,
we're doing something next week.
We were talking about, you are into boogie woogie, and I'm into boogie blues.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, you know, like the 50s boogie blues and stuff like that. So I think what we're going to do, you're going to have boogie woogie songs, and I'm going to have boogie blues songs.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. I can guarantee you that mine will be older. I'll be going into a lot of the beginnings of the boogie woogie piano, like Meadlux Lewis and such.
If I have anything early or newer than 1962, I'll be surprised.
If I have anything newer than 1950s, I'll be surprised.
Okay, well, there you go. So next week, we are going deep, and we are going back. We're going to have some fun with that.
Absolutely.
Because, that's one thing we found, that people that listen to us, you know, appreciate that we can take them back to show them where all this, where this whole ball of wax started, you know. So I'm looking forward to that. And Carl, thanks again. Randy and Jill, thanks again. It was great having all three of you on. That was, you know, every show's fun. I can't say, well, you know, the show was fun tonight because every show's fun. I like this one right up at the top. And I think you'll agree with that, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the thing with Randy and Jill, you know, just having people on that we know and so on and so forth, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That we all come from this town and escape from it, and we're very happy about that.
Yeah, and especially when they pick out three great songs like they did, you know.
Absolutely.
It's like maybe I should have picked three and let them pick 12. Just kidding. I think I did okay.
I think you did just fine.
All right. Now, all these shows that we're talking about, on, you can find all those great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or find any of our shows in the episode archives, whatever works for you. Okay, Carl, I'll give you a call after the show. Randy and Jill, I'll send you a text. And once again, thanks for being here tonight. All right, and check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert footage that I've shot at rock shows around the country. Now, this last Thursday night, I saw the Goo Goo Dolls, and there are 10 new videos from that show on my channel. And during my show tonight, you heard Mumford & Sons, The Revivalists, and Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knights, or Dirty Knobs, and I have live shots of those bands as well on YouTube. That's TCC77. On behalf of Cuddles the Cat, we hope you had a great time listening to tonight's show. And as those cool cats say, we'll catch you on the flip side.